the problem of people going through their home MTAs has been a problem ever since Open Relay got turned off.
Right.
So in some sense, that's not a new problem. What some people have been setting up their laptops so they just connect directly to wherever it is they're going to and that way. And
yeah, but that's not really a good, you know, a good solution. So
no, really not.
So, you know, from that point of view, is there, are there any relevant distinctions between the schemes in terms of how that use case is dealt with?
Potentially, yes. It is feasible, for example, with domain keys to give each roving user their own key. Domain keys have something called a selector built in.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can say, I'm not just looking at this domain, but I'm looking at this so-called selector within a domain, which you can think of as a subdomain or whatever, but it's not associated with the email address. It's actually associated with the key.
Mm-hmm.
And the intent for this can be anything from providing a separate key for a given campaign or to when you want to change keys, you might have it dated by, you know, month, year, and so you could say, all right, I've got 2 months keys active but constantly rotating. So I have last month and this month active.
Why would you do that?
Mail doesn't go through the internet instantly, so if you, like, at one point say, I'm going to just change my key, then any email that's in transit, at the instant you change the key, is going to get to the end. The receiver is going to look up the key, get the wrong one, and it's going to look like the signature's wrong.
Yeah. Huh. So how does this help then?
Okay, so it's March now, but just about to be April. It is April in some places. Okay, so I now have my March 2004 key, which I'm using to sign things.
Mm-hmm.
On April 1st, midnight April 1st, I add an April 2004 key, but I do not delete the March 2004
key. So we get to overlap.
I probably do delete the February 2004 key.
Okay.
And so you've got this rotation where you've always got at least 30 days back.
Okay.
The same mechanism, however, could be used to, if you've got a small number of roving users, for example, you could give each one their own selector, and they could have that on their laptop. Although that's probably, once you get to any size, you're better off just setting it up so they connect to your home machine, probably using the mail submission protocol rather than SMTP, the port 587
mm-hmm.
instead of 25
mm-hmm.
for a lot of reasons. There's actually an informational, I think it's informational RFC coming out that I'm co-author on about use of port 25 and 587.
Mm-hmm.
It was submitted on Friday, I think, so it should be up pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. And then that should be also an authenticated connection, like through
through
SASL or something.
Yeah, the whole point of the RFC is that a lot of places blocked port 25, blocked or hijacked port 25. And so this is essentially a, hey, people really ought to be using 587. Port 587 really must be authenticated,
because
if it's not authenticated, then hotels and so forth will start blocking port 587 as well as port 25.
Exactly.
And, you know, so it's just really a discussion of that. I mean, you'd probably look at it and say, yeah, that's obvious, but for some reason, a lot of people just don't get it yet. So,
this is sort of just basic best practices should happen in any case. It really is not related to any of this other stuff.
The intent is it will be a BCP.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Well, this all sounds really, you know, pretty promising, I have to say.
Yeah. I'm actually, for the first time in a long time, cautiously optimistic about spam.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can actually maybe do something that will not just be another escalation in the arms race.